Internal documents obtained by the ABC suggest ANZ was seeking to thwart ASIC's long-running investigation into alleged interest rate rigging. A background briefing investigation has obtained startling testimony from ANZ whistleblowers who've spoken about a toxic culture inside the bank for the first time. Mario Christodoulou reports.
Back in March 2013, ANZ invited 150 of its most lucrative clients to a Hunter Valley golf resort. Most guests retired early, but a small clique of senior ANZ figures partied into the night, and soon a Porsche was seen doing donuts across the lush fairways. The man behind the wheel was Steve Bellotti, ANZ's global head of markets at the time. In the back seat, the bank's head of investor sales, Patrick O'Connor.
Steve asked us to get in the car. We did, and then he drove off. The car did three or four rotations on the lawn.
How common was that sort of activity?
It wasn't uncommon in the financial markets section of the business at all. I mean, there was a culture there that tolerated and in some circumstances encouraged and supported certain behaviours. And senior management didn't only support such behaviours, they participated in them. In certain circumstances, led that behaviour.
Etienne Alexiou is also speaking out for the first time.
Oh, ANZ was very different from walking in the front door, no question. It felt a little bit like the Wild West. It felt a little bit like a caricature of investment banking, with all the excesses but none of the substance.
He was a senior trader with Steve Bellotti's global markets team at the time of the Porsche incident. But concerns about the behaviour of some in the bank ran deeper. And the corporate watchdog ASIC was looking into allegations that ANZ's global markets team was involved in rigging interest rates. ANZ has strenuously denied manipulating the rate. Known as the BBSW, it's used to set the interest on trillions of dollars in short-term loans between the banks. But recorded conversations seized by the regulator showed ANZ traders discussing how they wanted to, quote, ram the rate.
If we can, you know, if we can f***ing jag, you know, 3 points on $5 billion, that's $500,000, just bang, done.
But as ASIC's investigation escalated, some members of senior management inside ANZ were devising a strategy to undermine the watchdog's investigator, Colin Luxford. These are briefing notes from an internal ANZ meeting in 2015.
It's on a knife edge at the moment. At ASIC, Colin Luxford is still the dominant view in the room. The objective is to shake the Luxford view with ASIC. ASIC will want a bit of a win. The bank is trying to craft a solution the bank can live with that would be acceptable to ASIC.
In a document later filed in court, ASIC listed 38 ANZ employees it claimed had knowledge of or involvement in the alleged manipulation of the rate. They ranged from traders up to some of the bank's senior executives, including Steve Bellotti, and also the now CEO, Shane Elliott. But the allegations were never tested in court. ANZ eventually settled with ASIC for $50 million. Though it denied manipulating the rate, the bank ultimately admitted to, quote, attempted unconscionable conduct by a small number of traders. The ABC understands ASIC insiders at the time felt that was a sellout. When asked for comment, ASIC said the decision to settle the case was made by the watchdog's former leadership.
I strongly encourage people that have a story to tell to come forward.
Patrick O'Connor was later dismissed for misusing a company credit card, a claim he vehemently denies. He's now attempting to sue ANZ.
For too long, I think there is a culture of cover-up that intimidates people into remaining quiet. And I think while that continues, we're going to have reoccurring issues happening in the industry.
Etienne Alexiou has also lost his job with the bank for unrelated code of conduct violations. Steve Bellotti, meanwhile, has told the ABC that he's unfortunately unable to comment for this story. In a statement from ANZ, the bank said where evidence is provided of anyone breaching its code of conduct, it takes appropriate disciplinary action.
Mario Christodoulou reporting.